The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, happy Tuesday. Hi, angels. How are you? Well, firstly, because, you know, every so often I feel like I have to introduce myself or reintroduce myself. I am Aisha Christina. If this is your first time listening to me, hello, hi, how are you? And for those of you that listen to me daily every Tuesday, well, we all know that this has been the most thing that I've been consistent with, which I am really, really proud about. And we have another great topic that we're going to be talking about today, because I don't know why, I just feel so led to speak about and highlight different things about mental health and things like that. I know, or if you don't know, I am certified in mental health, and it is something that I do take very, very seriously. No matter where you are in life and the things that you have experienced, you know, what I always want to encourage people to be is their best selves, you know, on my channel and, you know, just leading by example in the best way that I can. I always, you know, aspire to inspire you guys to be the best version of yourselves that you could possibly be. And so what I felt led to talk about today was actually living the label, we're going to call it, right? Now, we all have things that maybe as we were, you know, growing up, people may have said to us. And whether that's, you know, playing on the playground and someone saying, you know, you'll always be the fat kid, or you're always going to be dumb, or you should have been blonde, or, you know, you're lazy. What is it that was said about you that you feel like has carried on subconsciously too, where you're living the label? What if you went to college and maybe you were lost and trying to fit in? So you were a party animal and you know, in being in an inebriated state, made a lot of mistakes and people were calling you names and things like that. And that follows you into your adulthood. And then you feel like you have to live the label, right? Of being the super overly promiscuous girl and you don't really care, you know, who does what. And, you know, there's a difference between choosing to, you know, get with someone or be intimate with someone. And there's a difference between doing it because you feel like, well, everyone expects me to be the life of the party. Everyone expects me to get blackout drunk. Everyone expects me to do all these things. And the difference between those two stances is one is coming from a place of power and choice, and the other one's coming from a lack of self-esteem. That's essentially the difference. And I always say this, like, what do you believe to be true about you? Because whatever that is, you're going to live that label out, you know? And at the end of the day, like, you know, even my friend Haley, who she has a visual podcast on her channel, and it was just so beautiful, you know, because we talk about really everything. We talk about mental health and just always trying to make our platforms the most positive space that we can. And
it's just so beautiful, just, you know, to see each and every one of my friends evolve and just grow and become even better and strive for new heights and, you know, achieve and accomplish so much. Like, it really is a beautiful thing. And what I love that she mentioned was talking about being reactionary. And I think this is so important because we don't realize how much certain experiences shaped and craft our, you know, reactions whenever we are triggered by certain things. If you were in a relationship with a guy that was unfaithful, and then you were in another relationship with another guy that was unfaithful, it's safe to say that you definitely have trust issues. So now, let's say you meet a guy that maybe isn't doing those things, you can't really decipher between what is real and what's not, because you find yourself very reactionary to anything that he does, and you guys as a result end up getting into a lot of arguments because you're living with this thought of, yes, those two experiences were bad that happened to you. And more importantly, you probably ignored your own intuition because there are always signs. And when you betray yourself, okay, some people, you know, things happen to them that are so bad that they end up trying to get even with people and trying to seek revenge. And you guys know I don't think that's something anyone should do. And you end up becoming worse than the people that actually hurt you. Like, people don't know when to just let life be life. Let God handle people. Let the universe handle people. Let karma handle people. I think it's interesting. A lot of people like to hold God's hand and assist him in, they think, you know, I don't know, getting back at people. Oh, I'm going to tell his, you know, baby mother this. I'm going to post this subliminal on Facebook. Like, all of this, you know, nonsense. And I don't think enough people understand the gravity of being such a negative person, or the gravity of living the label of what people once said about you before. Think about all the great people. Like, in order to be great, you're going to be talked about. And I actually read something on Instagram, which I thought was so funny. And it says, we're all ugly to somebody, fake to somebody, broke to somebody, lame to somebody. Who cares? Get money, pay your bills, take care of your family, and don't worry about anything else. And I thought that was so amazing because it's so true. Like, depending on where people are in their lives, they can have an idea of you that is so far away from who you are, and they swear up and down because that person is unaware and they're projecting all of their insecurities, whatever it may be, onto you and targeting you. And it's kind of just like, oh my goodness, like, what exactly is going on with this person that they have a target on, you know, your back or whatever the case is. And it's just, it's a horrible situation. But as you evolve as an individual, you will come to learn that you actually have compassion for those people because you know that there's something really going on with them. There's something, like, wrong mentally. And I say that in peace and love. There's something wrong in the sense where they have a lot of healing to do. And because if you think about it, have you ever gone into an argument with someone, or we all know someone in life where they say the nastiest things when they get into an argument? Like, they go for blood when they get into an argument. Like, for instance, like, let's just say it's like a written rule. Like, no one talks about people's kids or their parents, right? Like, someone you know will be like, yeah, that's why your mom is this. And it'll be just a complete lie, because the purpose of people that argue and go for low blows is that they want to win, right? They want victory. They don't want peace. So they will say anything just to sound good in the heat of the moment, because they just can't let you win. So that's when they start fabricating, adding lies, and saying very, very mean things. Or let's say you told them something in confidence that you're very insecure about your face shape or something. I don't know. And then that person says in anger, yeah, and that's why your face isn't even that cute anyway, or whatever. And it's like, why? What? You have to, like, think. People that say the most disgusting, vile things in anger are people that carry a lot of pain. And that is not to excuse their behavior, but it allows the person that is the more emotionally sound one to come from a place of at least understanding that it is not personal. It's that individual has deep-rooted issues and anger. And when you're a genuine, happy person inside, you don't say certain things because it just doesn't make sense to go there. It's just like, why go there? It doesn't add up. And I think it's so important that people take responsibility for, you know, healing and take accountability for healing. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't think enough people understand that kindness goes a long way, okay? And if you want to be the best version of yourself, you have to learn to be less reactionary, learn to not live the label of what you feel like what, you know, happened to you. Because even if you were bullied in school, right? If you were bullied in school and then let's say you're living that label now that you're older and you have more autonomy over your life. So anytime you feel threatened by a situation, you like make it your business to like stand your ground, you know, and not even in a healthy way. And like you're very nasty if someone says something to you and you say very, very mean things. And that comes from the little girl that was hurt probably in, you know, middle school, high school, where you all of a sudden feel like, oh, I'm not going to let that happen to me again, you know, so I need to make sure that I can take control over this situation and I act in this way. You know what I mean? Like as you become an emotionally sound adult and you have wisdom, you start to see people's reactions to certain things as like literal responses to trauma that they must have experienced when they were younger because it's so uncalled for. And when you are someone that is a peaceful person, you really do let things go, right? You learn to just let life be life. You know what I mean? One of my friends, it's so funny, she posted something on Instagram and it says, people hate when they can't get under your skin. I'm at peace and you're in pieces. Stay blessed though. And I thought that was so funny because one, it's a funny thing to say. And two, I think it's the same for myself. I can genuinely say all my friends know me. Like I've had the same friends. I say this a million times. I've had the same friends since I was born. I was 9 or maybe I was like 13. And then I have like my new friends that I've made. Like I've made 3 new friends like in the past like 2 to 3 years. And they're going to be in my life forever. They'll be at my wedding and everything. But it's something that I take great pride in because I realize also as I have evolved and grown as, you know, an adult that a lot of people don't have the friendships that I have. Like a lot of people really don't have, you know, maybe true friends, or maybe they don't feel they have true friends, or maybe they like don't have friends at all. And I find that so interesting because it's something that I've learned to take pride in, the fact that I've been able to maintain these relationships for so long. And if there's one thing that I do know about myself, it's that I am definitely a good friend and I have amazing friends. So I'm really sincerely blessed in that aspect. But what I say when I talk about just being at peace, you know, with yourself, you just can't get yourself to react to certain things because it's just, it's not in you. You know what I mean? And when I talk about being, you know, a nonchalant person, for me, it's, I'm not the type of person, I don't know if it's because I'm an earth sign, I don't know what it is, but I don't think that responding to negativity is a sound decision because it's not going to elevate me. It's not going to make me feel better. It's not going to do anything for me or you know, the human family, I should say. I very much am deeply invested, wholeheartedly and soulfully invested in just, I guess, for lack of a better term, the human collective and making sure that everything I put out there and to the best of my ability, leading by example of understanding that I'm blessed with this platform and I need to use it for good, and I need to use it for, you know, to spread positivity. I want, you know, you guys to be able to listen to this, like if you're, you know, on your way to work or you need that pick me up or you want to listen to something that's going to be very thought provoking for you, and understanding that you can in fact change from all of these negative things and that you can change your life if you were someone that was super reactionary or super confrontational and things like that. You can absolutely change these behaviors about yourself. And, you know, I always am a huge advocate of therapy. And I think it's important for everyone to have a therapist and not necessarily think something has to be wrong with you or even wait for things to go wrong for you to seek out therapy. It's like there have been times where I've spoken to my therapist and genuinely I did not have a single thing to say. Like I had nothing to say. But you know me, I can talk on and on and on. So I was just, you know, going through my day. I told her, I was like, listen, I don't really have much to say. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to use the full hour really. But then it was in those moments that I realized that, so what? I don't need to have a situation happen to me in order for me to speak to my therapist. Like, you need a therapist when things are great and you need a therapist when things are bad. And I think it's important to have that balance because, one, you will have the understanding that it's still nice to externally process things and speak to a professional. And two, you don't want to be the person that you only seek help when things are wrong. And of course, you can only seek help when something is wrong. But you want to be the type of person where this is a part of your daily life, where things don't have to be turned upside down in order for you to reflect and need to hear someone's opinion. Things can be going well for yourself and you just want to share it. And you want to keep on, you know, curating, you know, different things that can keep you on that same positive track. And when you are speaking to someone and you have a relationship with them, you know, that's a professional, they can now gauge, okay, how does this person act when everything is great? How does this person act when everything isn't? And recognize those patterns and synchronicities and help you curate overall a better, healthier mental life, you know? And I think it's just very, very important. And understanding that when you are someone that has integrity, always know this, because I've said this a million times. People will try and tear you down. People are going to attack you. People are going to lie on you. If you're someone that is in high school, this is what people do in life. Even if you're outside of high school, that's what people do, angels. People spread rumors. People lie because they are hurt. Name a happy individual that goes and constantly bullies people or berates people or, you know, constantly, you know, gossips negatively, you know, about people. Name a happy person that contributes to these behaviors. Exactly. It's not a thing. It's psychologically not a thing, you know? So you have to think about these things and don't allow what people may have said about you in the past to dictate your future. Don't live that label. Don't allow people to scare you into, you know, being, you know, basically being anything that's other than yourself. Don't allow people to back you into a corner and try to dim your light and dim your shine and throw dirt on your name. Still be you, still shine, still live the best and most authentic way that you can. Still be yourself. Okay, I remember when I was in high school and I loved dressing up to school. I won best dress in high school as well. And I, you know, in my school, if I had to describe it, it was not super, I would say, cliquey. I guess I had that perception coming into high school, like, oh, I you know, I want to be in the popular crew, because like, who doesn't? But then when I got there, I realized, like, I'm a social butterfly. I get along with many different types of people. I enjoy diversity amongst my friends and personalities, and those are things that I embrace. And I encourage everyone to embrace that as well. I don't need to be identical to someone to be their friend or whatever the case is, you know. But again, what makes a friendship solid is having the same moral compass and, you know, maybe, you know, complementary or similar interests with one another. And I'm sure the list goes on. But nonetheless, I think it's just important to note that in general, things are, that's just a part of life, right? Where, you know, some people, they can recognize their hurts and their traumas and not project them and recreate them. And then there are some people that they just, you know, dwell and they live in, you know, the misery of that. And they constantly replay things over and over in their head. So back to what I was saying about me being in high school, people, like some people, they used to make fun of how I dressed. Why does she wear heels to school? Why does she care so much about why, about what she wears to school? But every time it became a thing where, and yes, Angels, I wore legit heels to school. Every time it was someone's birthday, I noticed that they would take that day all of a sudden to wear heels. And I was wearing heels to school every single day. And it was very obvious that the things that I was being made fun of, they used a special occasion such as their birthday to try and dress essentially, I don't want to say like me, but dress up more. You understand what I'm saying? So for instance, just because someone's wearing heels and I wear heels all the time doesn't mean someone's copying me. I mean, geez, I'm really not that narcissistic. But I think that it's just interesting because it goes back to that saying of first they, you know, they laugh and then they copy, where it's like, oh, ew, like, why do you care so much about where you're wearing to school? Like, why are you wearing heels every day to school or making fun of me for wearing makeup to school and caring about my appearance? But then slowly but surely, those same people that were making fun of me started wearing makeup and everything. And me, because I have always been a happy person, I didn't care. I didn't hold it against them. I wasn't thinking in my head, ah, now you want to wear makeup to school. Oh, well, you're copying me. I just thought in my head, this is what I genuinely thought. Finally, you get it. Isn't it fun? Now we can all be friends, okay? We don't have to bring down me for wearing heels. I'm not bringing down you for finally realizing how amazing it is. I'm not bringing you down for wearing makeup and stuff like that and caring about your appearance. I don't care. Now we can all win. Nobody is mad at anybody. And that's the way I thought then, and that's the way I still think now. And I think it's always interesting to be around people that always think that someone's copying them. I mean, that must be exhausting, right? To actually like wake up in the morning and like actually think like, oh, wow, like I wonder who's copying me. I wonder who's doing this. It's just, I mean, that's an exhausting life. You know what they say? Absolutely nothing is new under the sun. Nothing is new under the sun. And what people don't realize is apart from life's processes and growing pains and having to surrender to certain things, we also have to realize that sometimes life is calling us to be in solitude. And it sucks and it's not fair, but it is what it is. And then there are other times where life is just simply saying that, okay, you need a reality check. You need to surrender to the process, and it's all going to be uncomfortable for you. But nonetheless, they are still things that need to be done, and you can't skip it because then you're just going to continue circling the drain here, you know? So if you are a person in life where you're like, oh, I keep attracting the same type of people, the same type of guys, it's like, okay, then that means that you need to just have some solitude to yourself and let it go. Because nobody wants to hear about a person constantly complaining over the same things over and over and over again. It's like from an emotionally sound standpoint, there are flaws and there are holes in this mindset. It doesn't make logical sense. It's not progressive. It's not becoming. And quite frankly, it's exhausting. And what you end up becoming is someone that you live the label of, see, this is why I don't trust guys. This is why I, you know, don't do this. This is why I don't do that. And it's exhausting. No one, that type of mindset is not going to attract quality men, quality friendships. And that's what we all want in life, right? We want true friends. We want, you know, real love in our relationships, platonic, romantic, family-wise. We want true love. Everyone should want peace and not want victory, because genuinely in life, going the victory route, what are you going to do if you lose? You're going to, like, when you seek revenge, be prepared to dig two graves. When you constantly live your life, you know, trying to, like, prove people wrong, your motivation eventually, it will die down, I believe. Because I'm sure there's something healthy a little bit about having a little bit of a competitive spirit. But when if you were someone that you live your life to prove people wrong, that is your driving motivation. They said, I can, and I'm going to do it anyway. It's like, is everything okay? No, but like, seriously, is everything genuinely okay? Because that cannot be your motivation. You have to, like, be berated and talked down to and feel like it always has to come from a negative place. It should come from a positive place. You being the best version of you doesn't need to stem from showing so-and-so that, look, you're hot now, and look, and what about it? And they missed out on you. And because, of course, that's fun, like, I guess, in the beginning. But as you get older, it's like, okay, like, seriously, like, refocus your energy. We don't really care here. We know one thing, okay? This guy, he wasn't meant for you. You got to move on. This is the truth of the situation. You don't have to, like, go out with a bang every time. You got to, like, post this on Instagram. You got to show how much fun you're having on your Instagram, on your Facebook. Like, hashtag single life. I'm loving it. Like, honestly, don't know why I didn't do this sooner. It's like, honestly, like, that type of behavior is juvenile. And again, it goes back to the quietest person in the room is usually the most confident. The loudest are the most insecure. Okay. And same for even the, what is the word I'm looking for? The expression of wealth, I guess I should say, where there's nouveau riche, where it's like Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. Oh, no, no. And it's like Gucci everywhere, all over. G. We got it. And then there's, like, people that maybe dress a little bit more moderately. They don't have to have labels showing every 5 seconds everywhere they go, but they still wear designer things. There's nothing wrong with wanting designer things and nice things, but you can just tell, for argument's sake, you can tell a person that they have to, like, it has to say the name on the thing or they're not going to buy it. They just won't buy it. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, you have to think about these things, angels, as it pertains to being the best version of yourself. How are you contributing to that person? When they say, think of your, you know, who you want to be and your higher self and show up as her. When they say that, I don't feel like enough of us understand truly what that means. You have to do things in service of who you're going to be. For some reason, I heard that saying so many times, but it just clicked in my head. Like, I had such an epiphany where I was like, exactly, what would, you know, millionaire Aisha do when she wakes up? What would her morning routine look like? So I'm asking you that. What would your, you know, day look like if you were the exact person that you wanted to be? You were making the money that you wanted to make. You had the body that you wanted to have. What does that look like? What habits need to change? If you don't start becoming that person, when do you expect it to randomly show up for you? If you want to attract quality relationships in your life, then you can't constantly complain about all the people that did you wrong. Because after a while, you need to speak to somebody professional about it, because life moves on. Everyone has their own issues. This is the cold hard truth. And not everyone wants to be just dumped on constantly over someone complaining over the same thing. It's like, okay, we got it. This guy cheats on you. Are you going to leave or what? We're tired of hearing about it. I'm sorry, but that's the real truth about what happens. It's like, nobody wants to constantly hear someone complaining over the same thing, because we understand that everyone truly has autonomy over their own lives, which means when someone complains over something over and over again, it translates as the misery that you choose. Like, you're choosing to be miserable when the simple answer always is to just leave, or, like, you know, just cut ties, whatever the case is. But people that like to just dwell all the time, it's because they are insecure and they want validation and sympathy and pity out of others. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that happened to you. That is so crazy. Wow. You know what? You deserve so much better. That makes you feel good, soothes your ego for a second, and then you go back to the same guy, and then you like cry wolf when you want a shoulder to lean on again, when you feel like this guy's doing the same. It's, you know what I mean? If you want to attract quality people, you need to be a quality person. Point blank, period. Okay? You know, and again, there were so many great things that I was seeing on Instagram. Something else said, the goal is to develop spiritual stamina. So when a problem occurs, I don't react out of emotion, but out of wisdom. And I think that's so profound, because you don't, again, this goes back to what I was saying in the beginning, where you don't want to be this super reactionary person. You want to come from a place of wisdom. And coming from a place of wisdom is almost never to react emotionally, you know, and impulsively with things. You understand what I'm saying? And this one girl that I follow on my Instagram, she also posted something that says, and I didn't even necessarily feel like, I feel like it's relatable to everyone, no matter where you are in life, where it says, being real starts with you being real with yourself. The energy to call someone out on their ish when your daily inner convos are lacking truth and accountability causes major disconnects with everything you do, but particularly with the interpersonal relationships. With interpersonal relationships, you want real, you want truth, you want transparency from the mouths of others, but you can't give it to yourself quietly in your mind, wanting people to be themselves when you're also out here trying to figure out who you are. Keep that same I hate liars energy when you're talking to yourself. I'm not telling you to hate yourself. I'm telling you to identify the lies with the same diligence and deliver the truth to you. Then it will hit different when you decide to hold someone else accountable for something. And I thought this was so profound, because when it pertains to living the label, right, that I was talking about earlier, where people may have said certain things to you, like, you know, maybe it's you're lazy, right? For people to say certain things like this to people, it's usually a projection of how they feel about themselves, right? Because certain things you just don't say. And not that calling someone lazy is the worst thing in the world, but just for argument's sake, right? It's important, like this girl even says, like on here, that things hit different when you're honest with yourself. And it's always the people that are the least honest with themselves, I feel like, that are always trying to hold everyone else accountable, because they're so blinded by, you know, blinded by their own, you know, I guess, mess and chaos, that they are constantly like seeking to, like, you know, check and clap, you know, clap back at everyone else when they need to focus on themselves. People, this is a known fact. People that are constantly focused on what everyone else is doing, baby, you're not focused on yourself. How can you be? If you're looking at what I'm doing, how are you focused on what you're doing? There's so much work that every individual needs to do for themselves. So how is it that anyone can hyper-focus on any individual that's not them? It doesn't make logical sense. You can't invest so much in other people's lives when everyone should be invested in their own lives. You understand what I'm saying? So this is a very real and honest, transparent, like, talk, where I think a lot of people need to realize this. And I was talking to one of my friends too, like, a while ago, and she was telling me, she's like, oh, I just hate super critical people. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I can imagine it's, but people that are super critical of others are very critical of themselves. They're either, actually, I should say one of the two things, they're either critical of themselves or blind, you know, to their own, like, you know, mess, essentially. You understand what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate. It's like there's so much healing to be done, which is why I realized that, you know, in the world and in different experiences. And I was like, I want my channel to be uplifting and be a healing place for people. but at the same time, be tough love, because coddling people's egos is not what's going to transform their lives and, you know, provoke or inspire change in anyone. You're going to have to hear these hard truths here and there in order to really, really challenge yourself to change and come up to the standard and understand you're not a victim of your circumstances. You are your own rescue. Things happen and they suck and there will be no reason for them. People can be mean, evil, cruel for no reason, and you want, you know, to, you feel like you have to seek justice on this individual. But I promise you that life will do a way better job than you ever could in your moment of temporary anger or sadness. I promise you. The real winners are people that know how to let things go in peace, because they have actually taken the time and done the actual work and had the strength to not let it dictate and rule their lives. Nobody wants to hear about people that are constantly dwelling on, you know, things or situations or even things that they are, you know, making up in their heads. Nobody wants to hear it. And that's just the truth. I'm going to be honest. And the reason why is because as life progresses and people are growing and everyone should be striving to be the best they could be, if you're striving to be a happy person, nobody wants to be friends with the person who constantly is complaining all the time. Nobody wants to be the guy's girlfriend who's constantly depressed and thinks that life sucks and never wants to go and do anything or enjoy life, or they, anytime an argument happens, he's dwelling and giving her an attitude for the entire day. Like, nobody wants to be around that. And I think there's so much more strength in having these conversations with yourself and understanding that, okay, it's not woe is me, okay? And at the end of the day, everyone needs to do what they need to do for their own peace. People are allowed to, you know, move on from you. People are allowed to do what they want to become a better version of themselves. And you should never be bitter towards anyone who's only trying to feel happier, you know? And that goes hand in hand with people that they want to demonize your character because they have something bad. They have to believe something bad about you because they can't move forward with anything in peace because it makes them feel like they're not good enough, right? It's kind of like, think about a guy like leaving you for no reason, ghosting you. It makes you feel insecure because it's like, are you kidding me? Like I literally did nothing wrong. So what do people tend to do? They demonize the guy's character. Well, you know what? He sucked anyway. And honestly, he wasn't even that good in bed anyway. And that's why you have to like talk ill of that person so that you can let them go, because it's easier to let things go in pain than to let it go in peace, I guess. At least for some people, it's just easier to do that. And once you get to the point in your life where you can let things go in peace, you don't have to demonize things. Things don't have to end in a catastrophic way. Whatever the case is, then that's when you know you really have grown. Okay? Like, that is, to me, true and sincere, you know, growth, when you can let things go and simply be at peace. And that's one thing that I learned from, like, you know, my last relationship, where it was like, I knew that I grew when I realized that, one, I'm not demonizing this guy's character. I have the understanding that, hey, things don't work out and I'm genuinely okay with it. And I don't have anything ill, you know, to say. And I don't want to be that person either that has something ill to say every 5 seconds. I want to be someone where I genuinely just, I don't feel these, like, you know, needs to, you know, I guess, call, you know, people out or, like, you know, just make them feel down so I can make myself feel better. You understand what I'm saying? That's just what it is at the end of the day. Like, things don't work out, and get used to understanding that, hey, that's okay. That didn't work out, but I'm still okay. I'm still alive. I'm still breathing. Maybe it didn't go the way that I wanted it to. Maybe that person was not truthful to me. Maybe that was the case. But in order for me to be at peace with myself, I know that this has nothing to do with me and it has everything to do with that individual. And because I am coming from a place of peace, I'm not going to, you know, engage any further with, you know, this individual. I'm just going to let it go. You know, if I can't keep complaining about how I want to be, have all this money and I want all this success, but I'm just lazy and I don't want to do anything. And I keep complaining about the fact that, you know, well, you know, when I was younger, someone once called me lazy and I don't know, I guess it's just like how I am now. So it's like, okay, so now you end up proving that person right by when you were affected by what they said. And at the time when they said it, maybe it wasn't even true. Don't live that label out. If you are the girl that was the party animal and drank a lot and made a lot of mistakes, you're in your 20s now, in your mid-20s, whatever the case is, are you going to keep living the label out? And you feel like you have to be this way because, you know, that's what people have once said about you. If people say, oh, I think you're stupid, are you going to continue to, you know, be less intelligent? And that's why there's balance in everything that we do, angels, because people as an overcorrection tend to try and be a know-it-all if someone called them stupid, or they try to be an overachiever because someone called them lazy. Balance in all that we do, okay? Balance. That is the number one thing that I want you guys to definitely take from this. So I hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode. And it really just, this is like, definitely therapy for me too. Aside from me having a therapist, it's definitely therapy for me too, because I feel like it's just so beautiful, the community on here, and just having the understanding that I could potentially be helping you guys on your journey to being a better person. And oh my gosh, guys, before I even go, I did promise I was going to answer like three of the, like, I guess, Ask Aisha segment, because I didn't do it last week. I think I forgot to do it last week. So yeah, I'm going to actually go to my Instagram DMs and not my DMs, my submission board, and I'm going to look at that right now. So, okay. Someone wrote, can you talk about how much more important are actions than words? So actions are way more important than words, because people say a lot of things, okay, in life. And a lot of the times, depending on where you are in your life, especially as it pertains to romantic dynamics, you know, guys, they do a lot of lip service. That's why, you know, they don't really pay attention to the things that we necessarily say. They look at our actions, right? Where it's like, oh, you said you didn't want to, you know, I don't know, you didn't want to spend the night, but let's just say like you happened to bring pajamas, but you said you didn't want to do that, but then here you are. So your actions are saying the contrary of what it is that your mouth was saying. You understand what I'm saying? And for guys, what they do is they do say a lot of things. And because women are usually more emotional, okay, we tend to believe these things because we do put value in words and what is being said to us. We actually do. And so when we're told by someone that we like, we're beautiful, we're everything they wanted, it feels really good. Then they're like actively trying to see us. And of course, there's that like chemistry there. So we're just like getting like, you know, swooed and cooed. And you get, you know, it gets, a lot gets lost in translation and drowned out because we end up listening to all this lip service and there's no action behind it. They will people will show you, okay, and understand that in the beginning stages of a dynamic, a guy is usually showing you, okay? Everyone's threshold is different. A guy could be consistent with you for a month and still walk away. A guy could be consistent with you for a week and then that was easy. He like fell to face the earth. A guy could be consistent for 2 weeks. It all just depends. I don't think it's ever usually more than a month that they're able to keep up the charade if their intentions are not pure, in my personal opinion. But yes, their actions usually do align with their words, usually in the beginning, because it's easy. It's a surface level relationship and you don't know the intention of this person. They don't necessarily know yours. So actions meeting up with words are as simple as, hey, would you like to go to dinner, and actually following up with the dinner, or whatever the case is. And I just think that life is so beautiful where you will have so many connections with so many different people.
I don't want to say this in a negative way, but it becomes less impressive when you like meet someone after a while that you feel like, whoa, like I've never had a conversation like this with someone before. Like it becomes more of, wow, this is a different experience than like, whoa, like this has to be it because I never spoke about, you know, twin flames with a guy before. Like, I hope I'm making sense. But back to, you know, my point of, I was reinforcing, actions are always more important than words, because if we continue to look at lip service, we're going to continue to put ourselves in positions where we are breaking our own heart by not paying attention to the fact that this guy literally said that he literally doesn't want to be in a relationship, but then he's at the same time trying to, you know, be intimate with you, and you don't want to do that because you want a commitment. And all you're thinking is, okay, well, he said that he'll be open to something in the future, like if it happens. So you're going to hold on to that thing that he said when his actions are showing that he's on a fast track here to getting with you, and you're not particularly there, but you're going to hold on to what he said of, oh, well, he said that he'll be open if it happens. Think about that statement. It's such a general statement. Anyone would be open to a relationship if it just so happened to happen like that. Hello, hi, of course. But I think a real, like, someone that I know would be, for me, is someone that isn't afraid to say, listen, I know that people are not necessarily looking for relationships, but I am definitely more serious-minded as it pertains to that. That to me is more of a solid answer than like, you know, I'm not, because they always say it, Angel. They always say like, oh, I'm not really looking, but you know, if it happens, it happens. Anytime you hear that answer, it's usually going to be a no. And those people usually always want all the relationship benefits and not even trying to commit at all. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, we can have fun for right now, the time being, and just like see where it is. Why would that lead to something serious? Like, how is that even possible for it to lead to something serious if that wasn't already in your mind? And for all the people that have those select few stories of, well, I got with my boyfriend and I slept with him in 3 days and we're still together right now. In fact, I'm getting married. And it's like, well, honestly, congratulations to you, because that is, we can count probably statistically, that is like very much incongruous to the larger, you know, the masses, I should say. I don't think anyone can argue with that. And that probably, that's that person, and that was already on that person's mind more than likely. Okay, there's no way that a guy that does not want to be in a relationship, that is completely emotionally unavailable, would ever end up in a situation where he's going to be like, yeah, you know what? I had no idea I would end up falling for you, but it happened anyway. Like, no, the person has to be open and receptive anyway. I hope I'm making sense. Oh my goodness. Okay, number two, how to move on when you deserve better. So again, like understanding, I need you guys to read this book called The Art of Letting Go. And I don't even remember who wrote it. I should look that up, shouldn't I? I should look that up for you guys. So I don't, let me see. I have it on my phone. The Art of Letting Go. I don't know why. It's like the name of the author is, it just says Thought Catalog. The Art of Letting Go Thought Catalog book or whatever. And I think it's such a good book, genuinely, because a lot of the times, like I said, in order to move on, if you truly believed that you deserved better, you have to tell yourself this, thank you. Thank you, God, for this happening, because this obviously isn't someone I'm supposed to be with. And if I truly believed I deserved better, I'm going to deal with this temporary pain and emotion and connection I had with that person. And I'm going to allow it to build my resilience and make me stronger, because I do deserve better. Going back will only diminish how I feel about myself. And I'm wasting my time. I'm filling this, you know, void of loneliness with someone that I already know is not meant to be in my life. I gotta let it go. If I know I deserve better, I need to start acting like I deserve better. If you're not willing to take those actions and steps towards yourself,
believing you deserve better, then another person isn't going to treat you better than you treat yourself. That's not how life goes. People treat you, you know, one, how they feel about themselves, and they also treat you sometimes how they feel that you feel about yourself too. So if you know, if you're not treating yourself with the utmost respect, then they're going to treat you how they feel like you're being, how you represent yourself as well. If they know that you're a very insecure person and they can manipulate your mind and get you to think anything, then they're going to exploit that. So the true strength is learning to walk away from situations that you know are not good for you. And you, after a while, when you keep doing that, it gets so much easier. And I kid you not, it's like all of a sudden you literally just can't get yourself to stay in situations that aren't for you anymore, because it's like, okay, this is easy for me now. Like, I've learned, okay, this, I could see that this is not going anywhere because I've already been in situations like this. I'm leaving before investing any more in my feelings. I'm out. And you will get over it. Okay. And lastly, let's see. How to go about someone who keeps coming back into your life after ghosting you. I would never speak to them again. I would ghost them as well, because it's emotionally draining for someone to constantly play ping pong with your emotions, okay? They know what they're doing and they think it's okay because they're getting a response out of you. So in order to not allow that behavior to continue, you have to make the move of ignoring them, okay? Because you're enabling, something like that, or whatever you practice, you promote, or something. It could be both of those things. So yeah, whatever you practice, you promote, and whatever you allow, you're enabling. If you're allowing this person to text you and you're constantly responding to them back, they're going to think that what they're doing is okay. They're going to think, okay, yeah, I can just stop talking to her and then I'll just resurface in 3 months and I'm probably going to get an answer from her. Or if I tell her I'm in her town, I'm pretty sure I could probably grab drinks with her and maybe we can go home at the end of the night. So you do not honor people with inconsistent behavior with responses. That's not what you're supposed to do. That because otherwise you're literally sending a message that that behavior is okay. And I'm sure it's not okay. I'm sure you don't like that. So that's how you handle that situation. There is no other crafty way to handle it. You know what I mean? Besides maybe what? Calling that person out. But for what? This person has, they already know what they're doing. You think they're not aware? This is what happens when you need to pick and choose your battles. This guy has been ghosting you who knows how many times. And you're all of a sudden now going to be like, hey, I just want to mention, I don't really like, you know, being ghosted, you know, every other, you know, second, as if they don't know what it is that they're doing. And for me, I don't really like to explain certain things like this. I would not feel comfortable explaining, because it's kind of like barking, you know, at a wall, where it's like, hey, I want you to know this upset me. And obviously this is a person that that doesn't care about your emotions because of his actions of coming in and out, popping in and out. So telling him that, he's either just going to ghost you again, or he's probably going to be like, this girl's crazy. Like, why is she bringing up this serious conversation? Because clearly you don't ghost something that is a serious situation. You understand what I'm saying? So I hope that answers your question. And now that is the end of this episode, angels. I hope you have enjoyed, and I will speak to you guys in my next one. Mwah.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates. so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.